between Rockwell and Cobb County. And we were between him and Rockwell. And he came to the door when my mother told me this story many times. And the fellow came, he was out of breath. It was 4 or 5 minutes before he could get it out what he's trying to say. Finally said, "Somebody shoot my wife." Said, "Shot through the window. Didn't hit her, but knocked the top off the stove." Blew the top off the stove. They called the police. They tracked it down to Herb's wood pile. That's as far as it ever got.
Future generations to know about Roswell, or anything particularly about your own family or life here in Roswell?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my daddy contributed to this place.
Okay.
About sometime within the last year, they had a thing here the city sent out. You could fill it out, see who contributed the most to this area. I want to tell you what he did. He buried the dead here for 50-odd years. He buried over 5,000 people. He ministered to their spiritual needs. If somebody needed some money, or if somebody was in trouble, he got them out of it. And it didn't make any difference whether they were deserving or not. If they came to him, he would help them. He provided employment for people who didn't have a hope of anything else. Now, to go into this entire scope of this, I'm gonna have to take some more of your time, but he was very influential with a lot of people. He used that influence with very, very scarcely, very sparsely. But the Marietta Board of County Commissioners, for example, this is just one example, were largely made up of his relatives. And a man came to Dad one time and said, "You know, Milton County has surrendered their charter. And I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but Milton County was north of us at Alpharetta. And Roswell was in Cobb County. And then Fulton County picked up on the south side of the river." And this fella, and I'll tell you what his name was, Cliff, he came to Dad, he said, "You know, Milton County surrendered their charter. And that means that Fulton is going to take over Milton County. And we're going to be in Cobb, and Fulton's going to be on the south side of us down here. A little neck of land here. It all ought to be in Fulton County. If we stay in Cobb County, we're going to have to send our kids all the way over here to Johnson's Ferry Road to go to school. It's not going to be good for us. And we don't, you know, Roswell needs to be in Fulton County along with the rest of it." That said, "Well, okay, what do we do about it?" He said, "I want you to go to the county commissioners over in Cobb County and make the presentation about why it should be done." Well, Daddy went over there, and Fulton County became, this part of Cobb County became Fulton County. Now, Mr. got a big trophy for it, a big silver cup. But his daddy got the thing done. Now, if somebody came to him with somebody got in trouble, and we had mean people in, a few, but it wasn't murder and stuff like that. They'd get drunk and fights and stuff like that. And That is one of his good friends, one of his classmates at Mercer University, was named John R. Kelly. He was a Solicitor General of Fulton County, which at that time, Solicitor General meant District Attorney. If somebody came to Dad with a problem, and he thought it worthy, he'd go, John, I want you to take care of this fellow. He's all right. Always happened. Always happened. And after Dad died, I had occasion to talk to Mr. Kelly one time. I said, Mr. Kelly, I said, Dad used to come down here and see you. And why, I guess you got tired of seeing him begging or pleading cases with people. And Johnny, he said, I was always proud to see him coming. He said, I've always appreciated him coming because I felt like if he was here and making a recommendation, the best thing I could do is what he asked. That touched me then, it still does.
It's a wonderful story. And that's a good note to stop on. It's good because we're right here at the end.